So the Mudcats get the series win with a series finale victory here today. It was a 7-game series, and the Mudcats end up taking 4, and they do so in commanding fashion here in the final game. 9-4 was the final. And we've got the manager, Joe Arolt, live downstairs inside the clubhouse, ready to go here in the postgame. And Joe, before we get to the ball game, just real quick, right as soon as that game ended, you pulled all the guys aside over by the dugout. It looked like you had a big meeting going on. What was going on over there?
We had a couple things to talk about. One was just how we play baseball. We're a professional baseball team, how we go about our business, playing the game the right way, respecting the game, not being chirpy, you know, that type of stuff, where it's, you know, the team we're playing all game long, you know, just, it was something I haven't seen since Legion ball and the summer ball, probably when I was like 14. But, you know, they had energy, I'll give them that, but just how they go about their business. I told my guys, hey, we're going to be pro. Let's do the talking with our bats on the mound, play the game the right way, and pick up a win. That's how we'll do our talking. So it started with that, and then it ended with Joey Matulovich getting the call up to Wisconsin. He's been a great teammate. He's filled multiple roles on the mound, started, relieved, you know, been long guy, short guy, finished games for us, had an outstanding year, and we're really happy for him to send him up to Wisconsin.
Yeah, it just seemed like a matter of time before he got the call. Pretty cool moment. You know, you could tell that all the guys were obviously really dialed in. But when you announced that and pointed straight to Matulovich, they all lit up, and it's just been nothing but hugs down by the dugout ever since. So great for him, and certainly great to see, considering obviously the year that he's put together. And he gets a chance to go back to Wisconsin, actually, but to High A this time around. So
yeah,
good for him. Well, about this ball game, you mentioned doing the talking with your bats and going out there and playing the game the right way and be good in that sense. Very good today, and some pretty big swings, and perhaps none bigger than the one that Ashton McGee had. I know we talked about him yesterday, but again, he did it again here today with a big 2-run home run in a big spot to give you guys the lead, and then he didn't look back after that.
Yeah, that was a bomb. And then Miller adding in a homer late in the game. Gabe Holt with 4 hits. Squeaking the one through, the RBI single, Valerio, 2 RBIs. It was a big day for the offense. I think we pounded out 14 knocks on the day. So it was a heck of a day for the Mudcats, and glad we won the series.
Yeah, 4 games out of the 7. And then obviously, you know, today you hope to get a little bit more maybe out of Miguel Guerrero and Kent Hassler there in the middle. But the rest of the guys obviously look really good. And Johan Cruz, another good outing to build off of today, coming off of 2 really good relief appearances his last 2 times out coming into this one here today.
Yeah, he really had his slider working today, mixed in more of those, and it was very effective for him. So it was a good day for him and the bullpen. Peden, real nice job. I mean, Hassler coming in, putting up a 0 in the, I believe, 7th inning or 6th inning. And then Peden, nice job, came in with 2 runners on, got an out, and then the double play. That was huge for us.
Hey, good luck in Lynchburg. I won't be there to be with you guys, obviously. I won't be doing the broadcast either. So I'll catch you guys back when you get back in early August back here at home.
We'll definitely miss you, Greg. You're the man.
I appreciate it, man. Congrats here today, and go get some more in Lynchburg, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks, brother.